أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, today, God willing, we are going to talk about divine justice. But prior touching this topic, let me have a very brief revision of the previous lecture. You know, or you might know, that in the previous lecture, we talked about fatalism. And we said that not only Muslims, but also the infidels prior the advent of Islam, the Meccan pagans, they believed fatalism and fatalistic attitude. But after the advent of Islam, and after this, that the Umayyads came into power, due to some tribal prejudices and due to some tribal interests and benefits, This concept has been spread, and this concept found it is boost and boom amongst the Muslims. It means that many of the Muslims tended towards this fatalistic attitude. For sure, it is one of the most catastrophic, the most destructive concept if a society is fastened, if a society is involved in fatalistic attitude, for they will not make further improvements, for they will not dare take steps forward to rebel against their rulers, against their governors. So it was one of the most destructive concepts the Muslims have experienced in their long history. And we say that the best way in this regard is the Ahlul Bayt school of thought's teachings, who says that neither we have to believe fatalism, nor we have to advocate delegation that was presented by the Mu'tazilite faction. None of them seems to be true. None of them seems logical and rational, for both are in stark contrast with Almighty Allah's divinely teachings. And we say that the best way is the moderate way, that from one side, the human beings should have their own free will, so that they should be reasonably held accountable in the doomsday, in the resurrection day. And on other side, it is of our immediate knowledge that we have choice, we have free will to speak or to stop to speak. Al-amru bayn al-amrayn. The human beings are neither absolutely forced to do, nor they are absolutely free, that they should, that everything should be devolved to them, everything should be delegated to them, or Almighty Allah should have nothing to do with them, or Almighty Allah should have no control over their actions, over their deeds, over their intentions, this and that. So both are both are suffering from scientific errors. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today, God willing, we are going to talk about divine justice. You know that justice is one of the positive attributes of Almighty Allah. And you know that we talked about Almighty Allah's two types of attributes. Some of those attributes are related to Almighty Allah's essence. They are called Sifat Dhati. And some of those attributes were related to Almighty Allah's actions, Almighty Allah's relation with the human beings. So justice is from the second type of Almighty Allah's attributes. It means when we consider, when we observe, when we overall Almighty Allah's relation with human beings, we draw this justice, we draw and we conclude, we derive the attribute of justice from Almighty Allah's relation with the human beings. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, in respect with the divine justice, there are various approaches. There are many adherents, there are many proponents, there are many opponents in this regard. Firstly, let me say that divine justice is very crucial and plays a key and central role in the Shi'ites' teachings. And due to this, they believe that the divine justice becomes one of their five pillars of faith, one of their five major principles, one of the five major fundamental principles of religion. You know that, according to the Shi'ites, they believe, so we have to believe in divine justice. Why? Because it plays a hugely important and substantial role in the Shi'ites' beliefs, in the Shi'ites' jurisprudence, in the Shi'ites' theological reflections. Due to this, the Shi'ites are of the view that divine justice is one of their fundamental principles. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, coming to the three factions, the Ash'arites, the Mu'tazilites, and the Shi'ites. The concept of divine justice traces back to this important point, that is the human being's intellect able to discern something that is good and bad or not? We have to be always dependent on transmitted knowledge, or we should always expect that something should be given and should be taught by a revelation. This is a very important topic amongst the Muslim theologians, philosophers, and amongst the Muslim men of knowledge. So the Ash'arites went in this direction, that no human can claim that my intellect can discern good and bad. No, goodness and badness, or evil and good, all of them should be taught by revelation. All of them should be taught by Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is there standing. So Almighty Allah should say what is good and what is bad. In accordance with His does and don'ts, we will act. And then we will be resurrected. They are of the view that the human being's intellect, the human being's reasoning power, does not have this power, does not have this authority, does not have this capability to discern what is good and what is bad. So all of them should be given by the divine law. All of them should be sent to us through the messengers, through the prophets, through the heavenly sent books. So we should not say that this is good and this is bad. Why? Because we are not an authority in this regard to show and to say that this is good and that is bad. Almighty Allah is an authority in this regard. Almighty Allah should say this is good and this is bad. According to the Shi'ites and the Mu'tazilites in this regard, we are of the view that no, the human beings can discern, the human beings can understand, can differentiate between good and bad, even if they are deprived of transmitted knowledge, even if they are lacking access to the divinely revealed books. Again, Almighty Allah made the human beings a structure in a manner that they can discern good, they can discern bad. They can, by conscience, they can say that truthfulness is good and telling lie is something bad. By their own inward vice, they can have this distinguishment, or they can distinguish that oppression is something evil, of very bad nature, injustice and being fair is something good. There is no need that always the prophets should come and should say that, okay, justice is good and oppression is bad. No. The human beings themselves have been given this nature, have been given this disposition, that they discern good and they discern bad. Yes, in some very rare cases, in some other cases, they should be helped, they should be assisted by the revelation. Otherwise, generally talking, their rational reason, their reasoning power, their intellect, I mean their aql, it can discern what is good and what is bad. So this topic, I mean the divine justice topic, traces back to this important point that can the human being's intellect discern what is good and bad or not? It is said that the Shi'ites and the Mu'tazilites are of the view that the intellect, the human being's reasoning, can discern good and bad, and they have this ability. Almighty Allah has granted them this disposition that they should distinguish between good and bad. They should differentiate between evil and good. While the Ash'arites are of the view that no, all the good and bads, or the goodness and badness at all, they should be defined by Almighty Allah. They should be defined by Almighty Allah's commandments. It is Almighty Allah's does and don'ts that make something forbidden and make something legal. It is Almighty Allah that says it is good, and it is Almighty Allah that says it is bad. So this divine justice topic traces back to this important question. This was a brief introduction of the background of the differences of opinion about divine justice amongst the Muslim scholars. It was a brief introduction of those backgrounds why the Muslim scholars, including the Shi'ites, Mu'tazilites, Ash'arites, they have differences of opinion about the concept of justice. But let me now define you justice, what justice means. Justice has two important definitions. The first definition of justice is اِعْتَاءُ كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. It means to give everyone who deserves his right. To give an individual the right he deserves. To give a person the rights he possesses and he rights and he is worthy of. This is the first definition of justice. اِعْتَاءُ كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. To give a person his right. This is for second. The second definition of justice is الْعَدْلُ وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي مَوْضِعِهِ. It means justice is to put something in its due order, in its due position. Or to put something in a place, in a position it suits best. This is the second definition of justice. But justice in respect with Almighty Allah, what does it mean? In respect with Almighty Allah, it means كَوْنُهُ تَعَالَى مُقَدَّسًا أَنْ فِعْلٍ مَا لَا يَنْبَغِي. That Almighty Allah should be exempted, should be accepted from those things that is not worthy of Almighty Allah. It means to purify Almighty Allah from those unworthy things that they should not be ascribed to Almighty Allah. For example, oppression. Almighty Allah's justice means that Almighty Allah is devoid of oppression. Almighty Allah should be purified from committing oppressive acts. For Almighty Allah's every action is based on absolute justice and on absolute wisdom. Almighty Allah's actions is devoid of those shortcomings, those shortages, those impurities. So Almighty Allah's actions is always based on full wisdom, on absolute, we can say, sagacity. For Almighty Allah gives everything or everyone his due right. He gives everyone what he deserves. Even his bounties, his blessings, are more than one deserves. Almighty Allah does not make one responsible of those actions that are beyond his ability. Almighty Allah says, "La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha." Almighty Allah does not hold you responsible or does not make you responsible of those duties which are beyond your power, beyond your strength, beyond your ability. For example, in jurisprudence, in jurisprudential issues, we have these commands. Lots of these commands are available in our jurisprudential issues. For example, if a person cannot use water due to some illness or due to some disease, Almighty Allah says, "La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha." Do not harm yourself. It will be detrimental for your health. Almighty Allah does not want you or does not make you that you should do what harms you. Another example, Almighty Allah says, going Hajj is for those who are able enough. So those who are not able, they are not forced to go to Hajj. They are not made to borrow so that they have to go for Hajj. Almighty Allah says, "Man istata'a ilayhi sabila." Those who are able to go to Hajj, they have to perform this annual ceremony. So, respectable audience, what are the reasons behind this claim that Almighty Allah is a just creator? Almighty Allah is just. Almighty Allah's actions are always accompanied with justice. The first is this, that, you know, Almighty Allah is all-powerful. Almighty Allah is all-knowledgeable. Sometimes our oppressions, our misbehaviors are due to our lack of knowledge or due to our need. But if we could prove that Almighty Allah is needless, Almighty Allah is all-powerful, Almighty Allah is always a living creator, Almighty Allah stands always ghaniyun bi dhat. He is always essentially needless, so he does not need to commit errors and unjust actions. He does not need that he has to do some oppression. But one important point should be mentioned, dear listeners. A very important and subtle point should be mentioned, that there is a very substantial difference between equality and justice, between equity and justice. Yes, before the law, all should be equal. Before the law, all should stand equal. But in reward, no one, or it is not logical that all should stand equal. No, all the people should receive their own due rewards. Otherwise, it will be unjust action. Otherwise, it will be a complete injustice. It will be incomplete justice. Why? Because it seems like this. I will give you the example. In a class, there are some 20 students. If the teacher or if the instructor give every one of them 20 or 100 marks, or if all the students are given A level, for sure, it is equal remarks, it is equal marks, but it is fully unjustified action. It is fully injustice. It is fully unjust because the lazy boy has not been differentiated with the one who is very much smart. So the one who is fully active, he is not given the reward he deserves in the same that is with the person who is lazy. He is given the thing that he does not deserve. It means that justice has not been restored here. Justice has not been fulfilled in this case, that if all the students are given equal marks. Yes, all the students should have and should meet the standard characteristics. All of them should be punctual. All of them should be present at the class. All of them should be giving their exams. All of them should stand equal in these terms and conditions. But when the remarks come, when the rewards come, so every one of them should be evaluated in accordance with the endeavors they have made during the class, in accordance with the paper they have solved, in accordance with the responses they have given to those questions. It is for sure not logical that we should say, I am fair, I am just, so all the students should be given equal marks. No, sometimes equality stands against justice if all the students are given equal marks. And tomorrow, for sure, the lazy boy would say, so I will continue being lazy. For in the last or in the final exam, I will be given the same mark that is given to the smart student. And from another side, the smart student would also not study further because he would say that, okay, if it is the case, so let me be busy doing my own task. Let me study not. Let me not struggle. For in the final exam, I will be given the same remark without making any endeavor. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this should be taken into account that equality, though is part of justice, but it is not always a just action that we should treat the human beings equally. Equally in the sense that their rewards should not be taken into account, or their actions should not be evaluated correctly and precisely. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there are some doubts in respect with the divine justice that, God willing, in the next session, we will cover those doubts with the responses that are prepared for those doubts. May God bless all of us. May Almighty Allah treat us with His boundless bounties, with His limitless bounties, rather than His justice, rather than His precise justice. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.